Okay, joined with me at the moment, thanks, thank you for your time, is Frank Ferguson. He represents Neighbourhood Watch. Hello.
Hello, Lolly. Hi, yes.
Okay, I'm just wondering, well, firstly, you look absolutely stunning, by the way. Very jazzy, orange tie, a bright shirt, circular shirt. It's lovely. Are you enjoying yourself, Frank?
But of course. It's a great day. Weather's fine. People are enjoying themselves. Music's great. What else could you want?
Exactly. Right. Well, my first question would be regarding Neighbourhood Watch and our local community. What exactly is your organisation about and what services could you offer our community, members of the public? Thanks, Frank.
Well, it's all about looking out for each other, really. In days gone by, you know, people did look out for their neighbours. It doesn't tend to happen quite so much now. And so Neighbourhood Watch is trying to sort of re-envision that, as it were. And the way it works is that we set up a watch in a street. If enough people in a street are interested, we set up a watch. We get information from the police on a weekly basis about robberies, burglaries, car thefts, all that sort of thing, shed thefts, break-ins in an area, in the whole borough. And that is disseminated through Neighbourhood Watch coordinators down to the Neighbourhood Watch members. So that if you're getting a run of burglaries in a street, and it does tend to happen that once a house is burgled, you'll get three or four houses within a very short distance of that also getting burgled within a few days of each other. So it's quite important to know that there's been a burglary so that you can really be on the lookout for it. And also we give advice about how you can make your homes more secure. We work closely with the police. We're not anything actually to do with the police. We're separate from the police, but we work very closely with them. And we have meetings with their police liaison watch officers. Generally speaking, then once a watch is set up in a street, the neighbourhood watch signs, which you've possibly seen around the borough in certain places, we put one of those up at each end of the street so that, you know, the criminal elements know that it's a neighbourhood watch area. And we know from figures that a neighbourhood watch area will suffer less crime than a non-neighbourhood watch area. You know, obviously some areas are more crime ridden than others, but like for like, if there's a neighbourhood watch there, it will reduce the levels of crime.
Brilliant. Very informative. Thanks, Frank. And what would we do? What would our community do without good old neighbourhood watch? On the ball, all the time. Brilliant. My final question, well, not quite my final one, just wondering exactly what would the benefits of being here today at this event for our community? Why are you here?
Well, we're here because we're always looking to spread the word. There are lots of areas that don't have Neighbourhood Watch. We're always looking to extend our influence, as it were. And people come and see the things that we've got, the information that we've got on the stand here. Sometimes people will take that information away. From time to time, someone will say, well, yeah, I'd like to sign up for it. All that we need in a street is someone to act as the coordinator and then to just sort of go door knocking to start off with to see if who else is interested. And we do get contacts, and from that we build up, and we are building up in the whole borough, you know.
That's brilliant. Thanks, Frank. And how would members of the public contact your organisation?
Just go to Neighbourhood Watch website, just www.neighbourhoodwatch.org, and you can find your way through to the Basildon site and get in touch with us that way.